Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's talk about terrorism and banking. According to the Wall Street Journal, a number of legitimate money transfer businesses and foreign nonprofits are resorting to carrying thousands of dollars in cash in suitcases because they've been kicked out of the U.S. financial system as American banks try to root out suspicious activity that could be related to terrorism. Ali Velshi hosts Ali Velshi on Target for Al Jazeera America, and he joins us now from New York with more. Hi there, Ali.
Hey, good to be back with you.
Good to have you back. So first of all, give us a little more detail on what's going on here. Why are some of these legitimate money transfer businesses now carrying tens of thousands of dollars in cash on American airplanes?
Well, I just heard a reference to the Patriot Act on the show, and it goes back to 2001 and the Patriot Act, which basically opened the doors for the U.S. government to get its hands on all of this financial data. Now, they had to go to the banks or anybody who handles money to gather that data, and increasingly the onus has fallen on these banks or anybody who takes, transfers, or holds money for American citizens to sort of look out for whether there are high-risk transactions, and if they are, to alert the government of this sort of thing. So it's added a layer of complexity. It's basically made anybody who touches your money into some sort of a law enforcement deputy, and that's what's starting to complicate things.
Okay, and then on top of that, some of this activity then has led to these groups losing their accounts or their ability to work within the U.S. financial system, which has had the unintended consequence of driving them underground, essentially.
The point was actually to track this stuff, right? In the same way that the NSA tracked phone calls. The idea wasn't to get people to stop using phones. But the banks, in some cases, have been charged with materially providing for money laundering or inadvertently allowing this to happen. So what's happening is a number of financial institutions and money transferring institutions have said, we don't want to go down this road of getting into a bad transaction. So we'd rather reject the transaction and in some cases reject the client. If they can't be completely satisfied that it's not a high-risk client or a high-risk transaction, many banks are getting out of the business, but money still has to move around the world. So the consequence is that some people with legitimate transactions can't get them done, and the illegitimate transactions now can't be tracked.
Okay, but even so, I mean, the Wall Street Journal reported that even members of the government of security services saying this is a terrible unintended consequence because we've actually made it harder for ourselves now to track the money.
So a lot of money transfer companies, for instance, 82 of them worldwide, according to the World Bank, have lost bank accounts. So this is where you started with people who now take money to transfer money to other countries, and then they ship it through couriers, literally in suitcases, putting it on planes. Now, that from a terrorism tracking perspective is about the worst thing you could possibly have happen, that the cash is just getting out of the system. You can't track whether the terrorists are making less money, transferring less money. It's just gone from the system. So, yes, a number of people have asked the government accounting office to look into this and say, hey, did we do the wrong thing here?
Yeah. In fact, so, Ali, there's a lot of other interesting sort of tentacles to this, right? Because the journal also reported that in 2014, banks were charged almost $11.9 billion in fines related to anti-money laundering issues and sanctions there. So obviously there's a big incentive not to be fined, which might be further enhancing this activity.
That becomes an incentive not to take the money.
Exactly.
To not have these accounts, right.
And on top of that, just echoing something you said earlier, it seems as if post the Patriot Act, anyone who touches your money now could potentially inform that activity to the government. And Deutsche Bank even was quoted as saying they're not happy of being basically a de facto extension of law enforcement.
Right. And it's not that they don't want to cooperate. It's that it's very difficult to cooperate. A bank is not built to be an enforcement agency. Western Union has this problem. I tried to transfer money to Nairobi to pay for something before a trip that I was going on that needed to be paid for in cash. And I needed to do it in two transfers. And as soon as I did the first one, Western Union thought it was a risky transaction and couldn't overrule it. So I couldn't transfer that money. A man who tried he tried to make a payment to someone who walks his dog, put the dog's name, which happens to be Dash, which sounds like Daesh, which is the sort of the nickname for ISIL. And the Treasury contacted him to find out what the payment was for. So a lot of these things are going on that might be diverting law enforcement or banking resources for not the right purpose.
Yeah. And Ali, in the last couple of seconds we have, I see in 2015 some 4 million reports were made, but only 2,000 of them were roughly for terrorism-related activity. We just got 10 seconds or so. There's got to be a better way.
Most of it is just for big transactions over $10,000. So yeah, they've got to find a way to get better information, not more information.
Ali Velshi hosts Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. Always great to talk with you, Ali. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.